Today in New York, the FBI arrested longtime State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver on federal corruption charges, including soliciting millions of dollars in bribes and kickbacks. Silver's attorney, Joel Cohen, calls the charges meritless. Silver is one of the most powerful men in New York, and just yesterday, even with the news of his imminent arrest swirling, he had a prominent seat on the stage at Governor Andrew Cuomo's State of the State address. To put all this in context, we're joined by Errol Lewis, the host of Inside City Hall on New York One. He's with us from New York. Errol, welcome back.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, first, tell us who Sheldon Silver is. He's been the State Assembly Speaker for 20 years.
Yeah, that's right. He is arguably the most powerful local legislator in the United States. He is, without a doubt, the second most important politician in New York State. He has unquestioned control and a supermajority in that assembly chamber, and you really can't pass much of anything in the way of state law in New York State without it crossing his desk. And that's really just the beginning of his power. But it's been like that for decades. An extremely important, extremely powerful man who has been dogged by corruption charges for many, many years. And it looks like it has finally caught up to him.
Well, tell us more about these charges.
Well, the charges are many, but and they're sort of complicated. The complaint's floating around online for anybody who wants to look at it. But basically what it amounts to is the legislature in New York State is a part-time legislature, and you're allowed to go out and do different things. And Sheldon Silver is an attorney. And what he has always said for years and years and years, publicly, informally, formally, officially, that he was a personal injury attorney, because you can do that while serving in the legislature, and that he would represent ordinary people if they contacted him and asked him for help, if they slipped and fell or had a malpractice case of some sort. It turns out, according to this indictment, that he was actually doing quite a bit more than that, that he was involved with a doctor who, in exchange for getting state money, was referring asbestos clients to the law firm. And he got paid millions of dollars for those referrals, apparently. So that's one part of it. The other part of it was that the federal government now alleging that Sheldon Silver also took fees indirectly from large real estate and real estate development companies that were doing business with a second firm that he was associated with that he never disclosed ever at any time that he was associated with. And he was getting fees amounting to millions. And here again, another group of people who had business before the state. And that is where the problems come in. That's where the indictment really, or this criminal complaint, specifies that he has broken the law, that you're supposed to let people know, if they have business before the state, that the Speaker of the Assembly has a conflict.
Well, and how does this tie into the bigger picture of corruption in New York State? And the governor, Andrew Cuomo, he had closed an anti-corruption commission last March. How does this tie into that?
Well, that's right. I mean, look, what we've known for years, Jeremy, and this has driven the reformers crazy, is that in addition to his $120,000 that he earned, that he was getting something like $650,000 a year from his attorney work, but he never disclosed who he represented or what work he did for them. And the reformers, including the U.S. attorney, said this has got to stop. We can't have a legislature that's run by lots and lots of people who are doing all kinds of work for clients that they don't disclose, you know, getting far more than their public salary. And so an anti-corruption commission was impaneled, and the governor called for it. The governor staffed it with district attorneys from throughout the state. They had subpoena power. They had a whole investigative staff, and they were really kind of going great guns. And then all of a sudden, without any warning, the governor just shut it down. And he said, I created this commission, and now I'm going to end this commission because I was really just trying to strike a deal with the legislature. They gave me what I wanted in terms of legislation, and that will be the end of it. The U.S. attorney went ballistic in a quiet, lawyerly way, and he ordered his investigators to go and seize all of the records of the Moreland Act Commission.
Right.
And they probed through it, and what we now see in the criminal complaint that was unsealed today is that they used some of that information to sort of connect some dots and complete the case that led to today's events and the arrest of Sheldon Silver.
Do you think he'll resign?
It's hard to imagine that he could continue being the assembly speaker. I mean, today, for example, the assembly was supposed to be in session. Reporters were startled up in the state capitol to see that the doors were locked and that the assembly session was canceled. it's hard to imagine how they can go on with business as usual. You are not, however, simply because you're under indictment, you are not barred from serving as a member of the assembly. It's just that the speaker is such a pivotal role. He controls everything. He controls the flow of legislation. He controls the committee assignments. He controls the staffing. It's just so hard to imagine that he could do that and also fight this case. There have only been a couple of cases like this in the last couple of decades. And his one of his predecessors, in fact, a guy named Mel Miller, he stepped down because he was under indictment. He was later acquitted, but it was too late by then. He'd given up all of the power. And then Joe Bruno, the head of the state Senate, was also hit with federal charges only a few years ago. He stepped down. He went through a trial. He was actually later acquitted. But again, all of the power was gone. So, you know, if that precedent is any indication, it could be that Sheldon Silver, regardless of whether or not he's proven innocent or guilty in a court of law, is going to step away from the power that he has wielded for decades now in New York.
One more question, Errol Lewis. For somebody who might be listening to this all the way across the country from New York State, is not a resident of New York State, just tell me why this matters and why he is such a big deal there in New York.
Oh, it's well, look, most of the laws in any state that affect you on a daily basis, the penal code, the fines, the taxes, the property taxes even to a certain extent, all of that runs through the state legislature. And you can't pass anything in New York State without the Assembly and the state Senate both approving it and the governor signing it. And so what we've had by long, long tradition is what they call three men in a room, the governor, the head of the state Senate, and the Assembly Speaker sitting and negotiating over a state budget that's over $140 billion every year, you know, year in and year out. You pretty much can't spend a penny of that without it crossing Sheldon Silver's desk. He's that powerful, and he's been there by far longer than any of the other two men in the room. In fact, if he were to stay as Speaker for another year, he'll have set a record. He'll have been there for 42 years.
Errol Lewis, host of Inside City Hall on New York One. Errol, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And at a press conference this afternoon, U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara said that his office's fight against public corruption continues. He told people to stay tuned, which apparently sent shudders to others in Albany.